bandana?
Yeah, sure. That okay. works.
This is some test.
You're doing really well. You're quick. Clothes that you would wear to work in your garden are called?
What do you call them? Just old clothes?
How about when you used to work, when you were shoveling cement? What kinds of clothes did you wear? Do you have special names for the clothes or the shoes that you would wear?
Not really. We just wore Levi's such as that.
Yeah. How about the shoes that you wear out in the garden? Do you wear special shoes out in the garden? Or?
Just old shoes.
Yeah. Okay. Clothes that you put away until the cold months are called.
Put away in the cold months?
And until the cold months. You get them out in November.
And summer clothes?
Well, the ones you wear in November.
Winter clothes, the heavy clothes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what do you use to protect your hands?
Gloves.
And to protect your head from the sun?
Hat.
Okay. And this article of clothing is what?
Pants.
Okay. Now, if it's men's pants, are they called something else?
Trousers.
Okay. And now that, is that term limited to men's pants, or can you also have women's trousers?
I thought you could.
Okay.
What do you call yours?
Well, I call them pants, but some people say that that trousers is a word that's limited to men's pants.
Oh.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. I hadn't thought about it.
Okay. Now, elastic things that you use to keep your trousers up are called what?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And they're making a comeback, too.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah. And the bigger I get down here, the more I need them.
Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Mexican food?
Yeah,
enchiladas,
sure.
Tacos, mm-hmm. chili rellenas.
Now, do you or your wife make any of these at home?
Yes, we make enchiladas at home mm-hmm. and tacos.
How do you make the enchiladas?
Well, we fry the tortilla in the frying pan with grease,
mm-hmm.
and then heat up the chili, and of course then cut the onions and the chili and the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a plate, put the chili and the cheese and the lettuce.
You layer it?
Layer it,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you put an egg on top? Or
put an egg on top, yeah. Yeah, you know, well, you grew up here, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, that's the way my grandma makes them, too.
Yeah.
Let's see now. Are there Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
Well, I guess so. I guess I don't know what tacos and enchiladas, chili rellenas might be. Well, gorditas. I'd say gorditas are easier to buy than make.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
I'd say gorditas are easier to buy than make.
Mhm. Yeah, I always like to go down to JJ's on Donovan and get gorditas.
Yeah.
How about those, I don't know if you eat them, but there's something made with corn masa, and it's, you know, pretty hot, usually made with chicken or pork.
Mole?
Wrapped up in a corn husk.
Oh, tamales?
Yeah.
Tamales,
uh-huh.
Yeah, they'd be easier to buy than make, yeah, tamales.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a vegetable garden?
Do we know?
Did you used to? Or
oh, yeah,
you?
Yeah.
What did you used to grow?
Well, we used to grow beans, tomatoes, onions. We never did grow lettuce. Well, string beans and butter beans and tomatoes. I guess that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes. We grew some potatoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I never heard anybody growing potatoes around here. That's
great.
Yeah,
we had little potatoes.
Now, the crops in El Paso, what are some of the crops that you find?
Well, cotton. And alfalfa, and then of course nowadays a lot of pecan trees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course they're growing more vegetables, more lettuce and onions and